It's time for our Daily Tech and Business Report. We are joined by Bloomberg News Economics Editor Molly Smith. Now, amid this most dismal jobs report, the president said this morning that he was planning to fire the Commissioner of Bureau of Labor Statistics. Now we're getting reports that he already did. So, Molly, talk about how bad these numbers are, and does the commissioner have any influence on what they turn out to be?
Yeah, so the numbers today were definitely weaker than what we had expected, not just for the month of July, but also those downward revisions to May and June were really substantial, combined to be, you know, about 260,000 lower than previously reported, and that combined two-month revision was the biggest since the pandemic. So that really was the big thing that caught a lot of people's eye in this report today. As to how the reports are compiled, this is not just a one-person show. McIntyre, yes, she is a Biden-era appointee, but that is the only political appointee job at the BLS. The rest are civil servants of the staff. That's, you know, more than 2,000 people around the country, staff that's been drastically cut, obviously, in this administration. But it's, you know, really revisions are more a function of the way that data collection efforts just naturally occur, that at least for the payroll survey, BLS will survey firms over the course of 3 months. And that first initial poll, when they reach out to businesses, that response rate has been getting a lot lower in recent years. So when the rest of the estimates are incorporated, by the second and third time BLS reaches out and that many more businesses respond, that can really drastically alter the way that the figures can come out. So that's part of the explanation for why revisions are the way that they are. It's also an issue of seasonal adjustment, and that was really a big factor in the revisions that we saw today.
Well, from a layperson's perspective, if the president wants to fire or maybe has already fired the commissioner of Bureau of Labor Statistics, it makes you wonder, like, if somebody's cooking the numbers, you're not making them look good enough for us.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely what Trump is trying to insinuate here. That's definitely not the way that statistics are compiled. And anybody would tell you who's a right or left-leaning economist or statistician that that really is the pride of U.S. economic statistics in particular, that their impartiality to politics is what makes them, you know, among the gold standard of the world. So once you lose that impartiality, that's when the trust, that's when markets can't, you know, really believe in what you're producing anymore and have to wonder, is there some kind of political influence at play here? So this is really going to be key as we're, you know, hearing from people on both sides of the aisle reacting to this news and how this undermines trust in federal statistics.
So then how does that lack of confidence in objectivity then influence the market?
Well, at least today, you know, it's kind of a continuation of what we'd already seen on the jobs data that was so weak. So the market is still, you know, the stock market that is trading lower, and the people are flying to treasuries for a sign of safety. But in general, like, investors would tell you that this just makes them question, you know, a bit more about the data that they're getting. And is there some other kind of ulterior motive or hidden agenda behind the data that's really just meant to more flatter whoever's the sitting president at the time rather than what the true state of the labor market is?
Molly, thanks for the reporting and for explaining it to us. That is Bloomberg News economics editor Molly Smith.